This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, September 4th. God's word for you today is inform and guide. Our scripture reading is taken from John 18, verse 37, and it says, I came into the world to tell people the truth. Jesus came to unveil God's plans, the truth of your destiny. Ephesians 1 verse 9 to 11 says, God's secret plan has now been revealed to us. It is a plan centered on Christ, designed long ago, and this is his plan. At the right time, God will bring everything together under the authority of Christ, everything in heaven and on earth. Furthermore, because of Christ, we have received an inheritance from God. For he chose us from the beginning, and all things happen just as he decided long ago. So, we see that all the plans of God are centered on Christ. It is not Christ and something else, or some other things. It is in Christ and Christ alone. Romans 5 verse 8 says, God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us. The truth is, the singular reason why your heart is still beating right now, you were made to be loved by God. If you understand that you were made to be loved by God, you will never again have problems with feeling inferior. Never. You will be able to stand tall anywhere and hold your ground. You will not be intimidated by anyone or anything because God loves you. Ephesians 3 verse 14 says, when I think of the wisdom and scope of his plan, I fall down on my knees and pray to the Father. Therefore, your only response to how much he loves you is to go on your knees. The truth is, we all need a Savior. Guess what? Even if you are the only human being on earth, Jesus will still have come to die for your sins. Salvation is personal, so personal. Have you ever stumbled in the dark? Perhaps you are moving around in a room and the room suddenly goes dark. Then you stumble on something. If you can relate to being in a dark room and stumbling on something, then you understand the need for G. G stands for guide our steps. Jesus came to guide our steps. John 8 verse 12 says, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't be stumbling through the darkness, for living light will flood your path. Jesus is saying, when you follow him, you have a floodlight on your path. The truth is, life can be scary because we do not see very far. Just one phone call and there is trouble. Life is filled with dark days, days of doubt, stress, financial challenges, relational hiccups, disease, divorce, and perhaps death. Yet, Jesus says, regardless of these hiccups, if you follow him, you will not walk in darkness. I prophesy that your path will be flooded with the light of Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song and it says, Lord, the light of your light is shining in the midst of the darkness shining. Jesus, light of the world, shine upon us. Set us free by the truth you now bring us. Shine on me. Shine on me. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.